everyone, and welcome to Hear Meek Out, a safe haven designed to encourage persons to unveil their truths and break down self-made barriers. This podcast was created in an effort to help individuals realize their purpose, overcome insecurities, and begin the journey to becoming their greatest, most genuine self. I'm your host, Remeek Stevenson, and this is Hear Meek Out. Oh my God, guys, the most devastating thing just happened to me. I recorded the best episode I've recorded in a while, and it got deleted. I've never felt so traumatized in a while. Oh my goodness. But everything happens for a reason. So here is take two. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Hear Meek Out. I'm your host, Remeek. As usual, I am excited, I am ecstatic that you have decided to join me for another episode. If you're listening or tuning in for the very first time, I just want to say welcome to the Meek Clique. Have you guys ever tried to say that quickly, like with a regular voice? Because like when I try to say it, it just sounds like Meek Clique, but then I have to really enunciate the Meek Clique. That is not important. But I hope you guys have been having a great week so far. My week has been okay. I can't complain. God has been good, like he always is. I just want to say that I'm very grateful for you guys. Thank you for continuously tuning in. I have some diehard listeners, you know. Let me tell you, so them tune in every week and listen to me and give me feedback. I'm so grateful, guys. Thank you so much for that. Just gonna do my housekeeping as usual. If you haven't as yet, just follow the Instagram page at Hear Meek Out. You can follow my socials at Remeek.SS on Instagram and Sashanel97 on Twitter. The links will be, not the links, but like the names for my social media will be in the description below. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, just subscribe. Thank you. And if you're listening on other platforms such as Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, then you can like or favorite the podcast. If you feel the need to leave me constructive criticism, you can DM me on Instagram or message me privately, or if you have my number, you can call me or whatever it may be. I really appreciate all of that. So today I have some bittersweet news. Well, it's bittersweet for me. It might be bitter for you guys, sweet for some of you, I don't know, but it's bittersweet for me. So this is the 10th and the final episode of the podcast, or the 10th and final episode of the season, not the entire podcast. Some of you may be wondering why, some of you probably already know, but I have my nursing exam coming up, so I have my NCLEX coming up, and guys, I can't afford to fail this exam. Like, it's like really, really, really important. If I really want to be the rich auntie that my nieces and nephews deserve, then I have to pass this exam. That's the first step, right? So, I've just decided that I need to pour all my energy, all my time, and all my attention into preparing for this exam, into staying focused, you know, into getting my body, mind, soul, everything ready to ace this exam, right? So I've just decided to take a few weeks off. This is a big sacrifice for me because podcasting makes me really happy. I like getting my voice out there. I like encouraging people. I especially love when people give me feedback and tell me how they can relate to what I've said. I really love all of that. It's really good for me. It really helps me feel better as a person. So giving this up, it's like really hard, but it's just temporary. That's what I'm trying to tell myself. I mean, it's just a sacrifice to get me to where I need to be. Yeah, and I'll be back podcasting in no time. What you can do is, in the meantime, while I take a few weeks off, I'm not sure how long it is, guys. I probably won't release another episode until after I've passed the exam, which is kind of a little time from now, but you guys will be fine. You can just listen to the old episodes if you haven't as yet. And if you have, just feel free to listen again. You might always pick up a point or two that you didn't hear the first time you listened. Plus, the more listens I get, the better for me. So please, guys, if you haven't, just listen. Give me feedback. Yes, I'll be studying for NCLEX, but if you're listening and you have feedback, feel free to message me, same way. The Instagram page will still be up and running, so don't shy away. And yeah, so I'll see you guys in a few weeks. Why do I keep saying see? I'll hear from you guys, or you guys will hear from me in a few weeks. I don't want to say a few months, but it'll probably be a few months. All right, so let's get into today's episode. Today I'll be talking about pouring from an empty cup. Or better yet, not pouring from an empty cup. So a lot of us have the tendency to pour from an empty cup. Have you ever heard the phrase, you cannot pour from an empty cup? Well, guys, this is facts. We cannot be constantly pouring into others, constantly giving people our best, and, you know, always being there for everybody else and never being there for ourselves. Guys, I'm kind of off because I'm still so upset about that podcast episode being deleted just now. And I made some really good points, and I hope I can remember them while I'm recording this one. Okay, let's go again. So guys, it's very important to remember that in order to pour from our cup, it has to be filled, at least halfway filled. We can't be pouring from an empty cup. I know some of us have the tendency to want to be there for everybody all the time, like myself, for example. Like, I just feel that it's probably my gift to just be there for people. Maybe not to offer advice, but to just always be available to listen and to comfort. But sometimes I'm not in the right frame of mind, and then after I've soaked up everybody's, I don't want to say issues because that just sounds harsh, after I've soaked up everybody's energy, could be bad energy, good energy, whatever it may be, I realize that I'm still left feeling drained. So my tank is on E while everybody else's tank is on F, because I have given so much of myself that I am just left here with nothing. And it's really not healthy, because we need to understand that we come first. It may sound selfish, but we come first. Like, for example, motherhood. I'm not a mom, so I don't really know. But I've seen mothers. I can, you know, speak from seen experience. So if you realize, mothers still have to take the time out to eat, to shower, to take their vitamins, whatever else it is, so that they can ensure that their baby is 100%. Can you imagine the baby is sucking the life out of the mother and she not eating the food, she not having the energy or nothing like that? Can you just imagine how detrimental that could be to the mother's health? It's kind of the same thing with everybody in general. And it doesn't just have to be romantic relationships. It could be our job. It could be our family or close friends. Whatever it may be, there's always, not always, but there can always be something that's sucking the life out of us. And it's not on purpose, because it's not by accident, my bad. Because we're willingly giving them our life, and then we're just left here with nothing. And it's really, really, really not a good habit to practice, because you really can't pour from an empty cup, right? And sometimes, yes, we're needed by our friends, our families, our colleagues, whoever it is. But we have to remember that the person that needs us the most is ourselves. I need me the most. You need you the most. And yes, I'm the type of person who, no matter what situation I'm going through, no matter what kind of emotions I'm feeling, if I see a friend or a family member, whoever it is, or what am I saying? Or whoever else it is experiencing something, I'm just the type of person who is going to totally ignore my issues or my feelings and focus on them, listen to them, comfort them, offer them advice, whatever it may be. That's just who I am as a person. And it's really not a practice that we should practice. Listen, my English teacher, Mrs. Webb Tomlinson, if you are listening to this, I'm so sorry, because I don't know what I'm saying. But you guys understand me, don't you? Yes, you do. But as I was saying, no matter what it is, I'm just always there for that person. And they probably won't even know that I'm going through something, because I also have this thing where if you're going through something and I'm going through something, I'm going to be there for you. And you're not going to know what I'm going through until you're good. Because what's the sense of me adding my burden to your burden? It don't make no sense. And yes, the other person would probably want to be there for me. But at the end of the day, I'm just kind of selfish, selfless like that. And I don't think I should add to your burden or add to whatever it is that you're going through. What we should ensure is that when we're saying yes to others, we aren't saying no to ourselves. So, yes, I'm willing to go here with you. Yes, I'm willing to listen to all that you have to say. But you also have to remember that you matter and you can't be saying no to yourself. So, yes, your friends want to go out, but you're tired. And your friends really want you to come, but your body's saying no, you're exhausted, stay in and sleep. Do not tell your body no, tell your friends no. Your friend's not going anywhere, your body will go somewhere, right? You will be so tired and so burnt out that your body will literally crash. Don't do it. If you're saying yes to everybody else, make sure you're saying yes to yourself as well. Ensure you're practicing your self-care, you know, your 8 hours of sleep a day, which may not be feasible for everybody, but you know, ensure you're just getting adequate sleep. Usually for me, 8 hours is, as I was about to say, enough, but no amount of sleep is enough for me for some weird reason. 8 hours of sleep is usually adequate to keep me going, but like now I realize that I've kind of had to like adjust it to like 6 hours a day. And I mean, my body's adjusting well. We move, you know. But guys, just ensure that you're getting enough rest. You're drinking your water, unlike me. You're, you know, taking a little me time, watching your series, or taking a walk, taking a jog, exercising, unlike me. You know, stuff like that. We just need to remember that in order for us to give to others, we have to be giving to ourselves first. Yes, everybody else is filling up our tank. But at the end of the day, we still at E. Because that's how it works. We need to fill up our own tanks. People fill their tank, we fill ours. That is how it works. Also, guys, what I need you to remember is that whenever you're feeling burnt out, what we need to remember is burnt out does not just come as a result of our jobs. Burnt out could be from our relationships, or families, or friends, whatever it may be, can burn us out. Even our hobbies, like exercising or whatever. You think exercising, it can leave you burnt out, guys, if you're pushing yourself too hard. Like, I started watching this show the other day called All American. And then the guy was just pushing himself so hard and so hard and so hard. And, like, he felt so pressured to be so good at something or whatever that he literally burnt himself out while exercising. That should never be the case. Exercising is supposed to give us energy, so please don't overdo it. I have this friend. Well, I have two friends. So one of them tweeted on Twitter the other day that she's basically gonna disappear for a while because she's just not in the right frame of mind, and she'll be back, and she hopes her friends understand. And then I have this other friend who will just, she does it all the time. I don't mind though, because it's what's best for her. She just disappears socially for a while. And not like she's still posting on Instagram and everything. But like when it comes down to like texting and calling and FaceTime, she's absent. And then she'll just pop out of the blue and they're like, "Oh guys, I'm sorry I've been absent. I just needed to do this for myself." And guys, those are the kind of practices that we should try to keep up with, because at the end of the day, as I said, we come first. It may sound selfish, but we come before everybody else in our lives. Really think about this. I know some of you might be saying, "Oh no, my kids come first. Oh no, my husband and my parents come first." No, you come first in every single thing. Please remember that. Never forget it. So, what I'm gonna suggest is that if you're feeling burnt out by the people in your life, the hobbies in your life, the jobs in your life, whatever it may be, that you just take a break. And I know it may be hard to like take a break from your job, but that's against the point. There are breaks that you can take without actually being absent physically. So for your job, for example, instead of taking overtime, just don't take overtime. Take your regular shifts if you realize that, listen, my body just can't take this no more. If you're usually a social butterfly and you're all over social media texting everybody every day, just take a break if you feel the need to. People will understand. And I think it's wise, however, that if you're gonna like disappear from social media altogether, it's wise that you just tell the people who you'd usually converse with every single day. Like, for example, I'm usually the person who posts on my WhatsApp status every single day. And then I wasn't posting for like a day or two, and my dad called me and he was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, why?" And then he was like, "I haven't seen you posting." And I was just like, "Daddy." I just didn't feel like it. So we need to understand that sometimes people are paying attention and they are counting on our presence, and sometimes when they realize that we're gone, they may start to worry. So if you feel the need to distance yourself, just ensure that the important people, like your parents, your best friends, your significant other, whoever it may be, ensure that they're aware of what's going on. So yeah, guys, I think that's it for this episode. I think I covered all the points that I did in the last one that got deleted. So thank you guys for tuning in as usual. I hope this last episode will keep you until I release the next episode in a few months. I am eternally grateful for your support. The support I've received over the past few episodes or this first season has been to die for. Like, I never expected it. People who I've never conversed with are telling me how much I've impacted their lives or my message has impacted their lives. And I'm just really grateful that God has given me this opportunity to do it. And I'll be back soon doing it right away. As I said before, feel free to still leave your comments. I know I'm taking a sabbatical from podcasting, but I'll still be using the Instagram page if you want to voice your concerns or leave critical. Did I just say critical criticism? Once again, my teacher would be so disappointed. If you want to leave constructive criticism, right? Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. I will see you next season. Not see, I will talk to you next season. My bad. Feel free to listen to the previous episodes to catch up. The more listens, the better. Thank you once more. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please stay safe. Please put yourself first. Please don't burn out yourself. Just stay focused and remember you cannot pour from an empty cup. Take care. Love and light. Unfortunately, Meek Click, we've come to the end of today's episode. If you loved it, feel free to leave a message or comment, whether on one of the podcast platforms or on our Instagram page. Your feedback would be greatly appreciated. Remember to follow my socials, which are provided in the description below, to stay advised on new updates related to the podcast. I'm already so excited for our next chat. Until then, stay safe, wear your mask, social distance, and keep boosting your immune system. Talk to you soon. Mwah.